أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعاشروهن بالمعروف فإن كرهتموهن فعسى أن تكرهوا شيئا ويجعل الله فيه خيرا كثيرا. صدق الله العظيم. We discussed the second part of verse 19 of Surah An-Nisa. In the first part, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala corrected the ills of paganism, and that is that women were part of the inheritance that a person would leave behind. And the second is a person will restrain, confine, restrict a woman in a marriage so that he would benefit from her wealth. And then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَعَاشِرُوهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ, and live with them amicably, honorably. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the creator of man and the creator of woman, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala himself intercedes on behalf of the wives, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala advises men, commands men that they should live in an amicable and honorable way with their wives. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَإِن كَرِهْتُمُوهُنَّ, that if you dislike them, فَعَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُ شَيْئًا, perhaps you would dislike something. وَيَجْعَلَ اللَّهُ فِيهِ خَيْرًا كَثِيرًا, whilst Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed in it an abundance of good. Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes reference to wives and generally human beings, that every human being, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has placed some good qualities within that human being. And of course, there would be things that a person would dislike, qualities, characteristics that a person would dislike. We just need to ask ourselves the very important question: how is it that I would want others to look at the good in me and I cannot see the good in others? How is it that I want others to look at the good in me whilst I cannot see the good in others? How is it that I focus on the bad habits, I focus on the ills of others, and yet I want others to focus on the good that I have and overlook the ills that I have? We all need to acknowledge the fact that we have bad habits, we have ills, we have downfalls, and when we begin to realize that, then we will be able to accept the ills and the pitfalls of others. On the other hand, we find that our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he had set down the criteria of the best of human beings, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the best of you is he who is best towards his family, towards his woman. And I am the best towards my woman. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam set the benchmark. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had set it all out, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam himself, we've seen through the entire life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had set the pattern. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had overlooked. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was tolerant. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was always forbearing in the matters of wives and spouses. So hence here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he intercedes, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pleads, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala advises, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala commands, وَعَاشِرُهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ, that live with them amicably, live with them in an honorable manner, a manner that how we would want others to live with our daughters, that is how we are going to live with the daughters of others. Hence here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now brings about the change in the mu'asharat. Allah ta'ala brings change as far as society is concerned, as far as the domestic life is concerned. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.